The divine, the non-physical, is ever-present. It is right here and right now. It is full and rich. The divine is omnipresent. There is nowhere that Abraham is not. There is nowhere where we can go where our inner beings are not. They're right here. Spirit is right here, wherever we are, in every moment and all of time, in every atom of all of space, wherever we go, we encounter that divine source, and we take it with us because it is what we are. We are that. We are. We are spirit, we are source, we are love, we are light. We are filled with that infinite nature of being. And as we come closer and closer to the vibration of Source, we feel encouraged. We feel enthusiastic. We feel passionate. We feel joy. And Abraham says to tune to joy, to make it our goal, to focus so that we are in alignment with that infinite spirit that is ever present within us and all around us. There is such power in this relationship, what Abraham calls the relationship between you and you. You and the infinite nature of you. You and the love that you are. You and the light that you are. You and the intelligence and creativity and joy that you are. And as we settle into that, knowing that that divine relationship is the ultimate relationship, the one that allows us to express ourselves most fully, we realize that we don't lose anything by connecting. We gain the fullness of who we are. As Abraham says, Esther doesn't feel less of herself with Abraham. She feels far more. And Esther is not an exception. Esther is the example for us to follow, for us to recognize that each of us have our own unique, powerful connection. Connection to the light. Connection to the love. Connection to the beauty and power of the divine in every moment of all of time. In every place we go, in every situation we're in, as we walk into a room with a meeting in progress, the love that we are greets us right as we enter. There is nowhere we can go where we are not filled with this divine presence, where it doesn't meet us, where we go in, unless we choose not to notice. Unless we don't perceive what's there waiting for us. And so in this time today, I want to immerse us in the perception of the closeness of this energy. There is such power in recognizing that in every moment, that beautiful spirit that is infinite and eternal is right here, right now, present with us, here and now. It is giving you an emotion in response to every single thought that you have. Think about that, that the omnipresence of spirit means that there is no moment, 24/7, 365, when we are not individually attended to, responded to, and given emotion to tell us, to guide us, to lead us to exactly what we've asked for. Isn't that remarkable? Abraham has showed us such a powerful picture of the power of who we are when we are connected. One who is connected, more powerful than a million who are not. So clarifying within ourselves our intention for that divine connection is really valuable. And what if we connected not simply to get the goodies, to answer the question, where's my stuff, but to feel the infinite love, to feel the warmth and caring, the adoration. Abraham says how they feel about us is abject adoration. What does it feel like to feel adored? Breathe into your understanding and feeling of feeling adored. What does it feel like to you to allow the love that is the infinite nature of who you are, what Abraham calls the larger part of yourself, to love you? What is it like to feel loved? What is it like to recognize that as you turn toward it, it rushes toward you? That it's always been there waiting for you to open the door. One of my teachers once said that the door to the heart opens in. You open in and find what has always been within you. That infinite love. That warmth and that humor, that delight. Did you know that your inner being takes delight in your every breath, in your every thought, in your every activity? The things that you judge, the things that you appreciate yourself for, your inner being loves it all. Because to your inner being, you're either allowing or you're asking, and both are incredibly beautiful. Both are expanding the universe. You are totally loved. What is it like to let in the love? One author said that each of us has a love tank, and at various times it's full or three quarters or half full or empty, like our gas gauge on our car. We're filling up our love tank with the love of spirit, the love of Abraham, the love of our inner beings today. Simply by noticing what's always been there. We were born to be loved. We were born to be in intimate relationship with this infinite source. Our birthright is to be supplied abundantly. And as we simply relax in the love and feel loved, our love tank fills and fills and fills and fills to overflowing and spills out all over our lives. Spills out into the world as love, as light, as new ideas, as grand adventures, as realized dreams, as value and confidence. Capacity. As we are filled with love, we are filled with the welcome to love. We are filled with the vibration of love. And everything around us begins to match that exquisite vibration. All of a sudden, those around us who love us can tell us. All of a sudden, we can perceive the beauty of what's already here. To feel how incredibly blessed and supplied we already are. To feel secure in the stream that has been flowing to us eternally. And since the day we were born, the day we were conceived in this physical life experience, there has never been a moment when we were not attended, surrounded by love. So we're letting the love in now. And perhaps a word, a phrase, an image, a symbol, a sound will come to you that represents for you what it feels like to feel loved. I'll leave a space here for you to explore the communication, the communion of your inner being with you right now. There is no moment of the day, any day, when you can not open a space like that, a space to receive, and there be something being transmitted to you in that moment. And if you didn't receive it today, then the opening has been established, and Source is going to find a way to touch you in return. Maybe through the music that you hear on the radio in your car, or a phrase on a billboard, or a chance conversation that you overhear in a restaurant. Could be words in a book or something on an Abraham CD. But there is no time when your inner being isn't waiting to commune with you in a powerful and wonderful way, a way that brings joy and celebration and satisfaction and fullness and richness to life. Yesterday, for the first time ever, when I was writing about God, which I do all the time, it's my job. That's what I do for my work. For the first time ever, I wrote, God is mine. Mine. personal, intimate, incredibly innocent. That inner being, that spirit, that God that is unique to each of us, can't wait to communicate with us. As we open our hearts and our minds to the potential for this relationship, we are uplifted and we are supported in opening, in receiving, in knowing. We have the gift within us. It's up to us to receive it. Abraham has said that the many, 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 many hours we spend listening to Esther speak for Abraham have tuned all of us to the vibration of our inner beings far more than anyone has ever been tuned before, at an infinitely higher level than Esther was when she first began receiving Abraham. We are already present with a head start to listen, to commune. And it won't all look like Esther speaking for Abraham. Each of us will have our own way. It may be through feeling a kinesthetic connection, or it may be our ability to hear a voice or music. It may be in our ability to recognize inspiration that seems to be on the outside, that really is a match to what's happening on the inside. Maybe seeing symbols or colors or visions. Each of us was born to know the life of the divine within us. It is our birthright. And we are so blessed to have Abraham to take us to that place so clearly and powerfully, day after day, year after year. What a gift. Thank you, Jerry and Esther. Thank you for having such a remarkable connection with the divine and sharing that vibration of communion with each of us. I am so grateful that I know that I am loved so much more expansively today than I did yesterday. And I know that that connection is infinite. There is even relief from bliss, as Abraham says. We are always moving into that higher capacity for connection, that greater light that shines in us and as us, that more expansive love that wants more than anything to spill out into the world in all of our relationships, expressing itself through all of our activities, being us in such powerful and extraordinary ways. I know we are blessed, and I am so grateful. So let's just breathe. Stretch our arms and our backs and our fingers and our toes. And wiggle our nose. And remember that it's all good. And it's all grace. And it's all love. And so it is.
So it is.